It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Malachi, and we're going to begin with the second chapter, verse 6 and 7, was where we'll begin the reading. And so Malachi chapter 2, and so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you would like to send us an email, be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either would work just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Malachi chapter 2, beginning to read with the seventh verse. Malachi chapter 2, verse 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge. They should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But ye have departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. The Lord will cut off the man that doeth this, and the master and the scholar out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering unto the Lord of hosts. This have ye done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, with crying out, inasmuch that he regardeth not the offering any more, or receiveth it with goodwill at your hand. Yet ye say, wherefore, because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant? And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of the Spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed? Wherefore take heed to thy spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. For one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed of your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. And ye have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet ye say, wherefore have we wearied him? When ye say, every one that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, or where is the Lord? Where is the God of judgment? What a sad, sad statement. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of the Word. Father, we thank and praise you for your Word. You can help us see the truth and be led by it, be directed. It's so important, Father, that we see the truth and walk with it. the old world's out there. It's very easy to be aligned with the world, and it's difficult to walk the correct way, the godly way, the truthful way. And so, Father, please, that you would just guide and lead us and direct us each and every day in the proper way, in the right way, Father, please. You can just give us your strength and will, and I ask that we follow your direction, your word, your leadership, and receive the precious blessings that are offered to us. Now, Father, just touch every heart, those that do not know you as their Lord and Savior, that today they would be saved, that they would be born again. Please, dear Lord, please that we can come and learn these truths and put it to heart and live it. And so not only save our souls, but that we would follow your leadership and direction each day. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's wonderful to look each day and enjoy the precious Word of God. I hope that you do that each and every day. Start your day out spending some time with the Lord. Seek His will, seek His way. You need to be saved first. You need to be born again before that can take place. And so we find here that the strength that's there in verse 6, the law of truth was in his mouth in verse 5, my covenant was with him of life and peace. I gave to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. And again, then in verse 6, the law of truth was in his lips. Iniquity was not found in his mouth, and the iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace, turned away from iniquity. All that's listed there in the 5th and 6th verse. And what beautiful words was given unto the nation of Israel and the priests, those that were there to accept the sacrifices, offer the sacrifices, go be the go-between between the people and God. And yet we find here that they have let God down. They have denied God. They have chosen to go their own way. Now, let's just look here. The priest's lips should keep knowledge. They should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Look at the opportunity that these priests had in proclaiming the word of God, the truth, in accepting the proper sacrifices, being the one again that would come and take the word of God, the truth, and give it over to the people. It was so important that be done, that he would give the truth over to the people. Oh, to seek the truth, to speak the truth, that was always the responsibility. The law of truth was in thy mouth. Iniquity was not found, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge. They should seek the law at his mouth. The people should come and know that they're receiving the truth from the priest as they would speak. And this is back with Israel, of course. And then the priest's lips should keep knowledge. In other words, it always should be right and true. And then that wonderful end of verse 7, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. He is the one that brings the word of God. Now, we could take the place of the priest there and put in the word pastor today. That is responsibility of the pastor today, is to take the word of God, the truth. Now, it's so sad today that so many times the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus is not preached. The need of having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, you calling upon him as your Savior, inviting him into your heart to save you. That needs to take place, a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. If that isn't there, if you don't have that time, if you don't take that responsibility as a pastor, please get out of the pulpit. The judgment upon you is going to be terrible. Number one, I ask, are you saved? As a pastor, as a preacher, are you born again? Are you saved? Are you proclaiming the Word of God, or are you proclaiming your church's doctrine? That could be the same thing, and it might be completely different. In most cases, sad to say, it is completely different. Man has changed. The pastors and preachers have left the Word of God, and they teach social things. They teach the doctrines of the church, the traditions of the church, and they do not teach the Word of God. They do not tell people how to be saved, and they must be saved. You can't just join the church and be saved. That's not enough. It's a relationship between you and your God, and it is a personal relationship. And you need to come by faith to Jesus and trust in Him and call upon Him that He would save you. That's the only way you can ever be saved, only way you can ever be happy. Well, this is what's expected. The law of truth was in His mouth, back in the sixth verse. My covenant was with Him of life and peace. I gave them to Him. The fear wherewith He feared me and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in His mouth. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, should stay in that truth. We should, as a pastor, I need to study the Word of God prayerfully and let the Holy Spirit guide and lead me. And if there's something contrary in the church doctrine, then it needs to be changed. But we do not follow the doctrines of a given denomination. We are totally an independent church. We have sought the Word of God, and the doctrines of this church are built solely upon the Word of God and its completeness, not just pulling areas of Scripture out to make it sound like what we want it to sound like. And the gospel is preached each and every day. For the lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at His mouth, for He is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. That's the way it's supposed to be. But let's look to see what has happened. Ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. What a sad, sad, pathetic statement that we find everything, the power, the authority, everything was given to the pastor, the preacher, the priest here, as it was called in the days with the nation of Israel. They were to be the proclaimers of the truth, and they were to hold that truth and bring that truth forward. But we find, ye are departed out of the way. And it's exactly the same way today. So many places, the gospel is not preached. The Word is not taught. We visit here from time to time. There's very few times, actually, that we do not bring up the word or the term tabernacle. The tabernacle. You hear about the temple. That's where the priests would function. Well, it started out to be a tabernacle, a tent-like building. If you've been listening to these programs any period of time, you've heard me speak of it many times. The tabernacle is a beautiful picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. The tabernacle is a beautiful picture of the walk of a Christian and how that you grow and the things that need to take place from the brazen altar to the brazen laver up into the lampstand and the table of showbread, the incense altar, and then on into the Holy of Holies. Now, if you don't know anything about that, or the term tabernacle, you don't even know what that is, and you've been in church all your life, then your preacher, your church, has let you down, unless you just show up for church service on Sunday morning, and you're not there for Sunday school, you're not there for the Sunday evening service, you're not there for the Wednesday evening service, if your church even has those things, because many today just stick with a strict one service on Sunday morning, and that's the size of it. Even then, your preacher should be teaching you and preaching you the full Word of God. And if you want to find out where this tabernacle, this building is at, you need to go back into the book of Exodus. You'll find it there. Study the books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Learn them, enjoy them, and they will bring you to salvation if you don't know the Lord Jesus. You think, well, how can I be, isn't the gospel in the book of John, you must be born again, John 3, you get to Romans, and you find many times in there, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, yes. But taking the Old Testament and the beautiful pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ that we have there are many. It's such a joy to study the Word of God and to learn the Word of God. And these priests were to teach that. They were to have that knowledge and teach that knowledge. Pastor, if you're listening, you should take that knowledge and teach that knowledge. If you're a member of a church, ask your pastor, tell me about the tabernacle. Tell me about the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. I listened to this guy on the radio, and he says, he's talking about these things, but I've never heard him from the pulpit. What are they? What is that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that he's talking about? And if the pastor has no answer, then you better find a place where you can be taught and learn the Word of God. You're welcome here, but you're also, there are many, many places that still teach the truth. There are a multitude of places that have left the truth, but there are many that still do. Seek one out. Search one out wherever your area is. I'm a firm believer in the local church. Local church. And so seek that place of fellowship. And I'm going to tell you right up front, it's probably going to be a small church. Because these big mega churches, they've left the truth. These big places that you come and listen and they've got the big screen and all the music and all the things, and you get your ears tickled just a little bit, and you leave satisfied. And that's not coming to meet a holy God. So I'm asking you that you would come. That's so sad here, these words, ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble. Because the priest did not hold up with their responsibility in proclaiming the truth and standing for it, then the people fell. And so you can say, well, my preacher's never preached this. I don't know what you're talking about here with some of these things. Well, your preacher's failed you then. Your church has failed you. But it's your responsibility to seek the truth. Now, if you continue to listen, you'll know that to be born again is just to invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. The Holy Spirit's convicting your heart right now. Please listen to the Holy Spirit and accept the what you're seeing. You're seeing this sinful nature that you have, and I don't know how I can resolve it. Well, you can resolve it by coming by faith to Jesus, because he took your sins away. Trust in him. Look at verse 9. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my words, but have been partial in the law. Partial in the law. Now, we're looking at these things here, and partial means to pick and choose. To pick and choose. What a sad, sad statement here as we look through these verses of Scripture, and we see that the truth as it's being proclaimed, and how that the preachers have failed and are not preaching, not standing upon the word. It is so, so sad that they are not standing there and looking to that truth that needs to come. And when we look at these words up here of contemptible, those words mean disdain, despise. And that word base means low, to debase, to cast out. And so, therefore have I also made you contemptible. You are despised, and you are made low before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, and have been partial in the law. Partial, again, to choose, to pick what you're going to teach. Is that what you hear? You don't hear the full, wonderful scripture? We come through any given time, any given Sunday, Wednesday night, with the radio programs, the Sunday school classes, the Tuesday afternoon ladies' Bible study. We are in so many areas of the scripture, and we love studying the Word of God. Whether we're in Exodus, or we can be in Acts, we can be in Hebrews, we can be in Proverbs. That covers Sunday school, Sunday morning message, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And then we have Romans and Malachi and Exodus and one of the radio programs. It's wonderful to study the Word of God, to enjoy the Word of God. Don't miss the opportunity to be born again and to look at what has happened here with these folks as they have been misled from what the Lord desires for them to have, to serve. You know, after the captivity, they came back and they started to, I'm sure, serve in the proper way, but it wasn't long that for whatever reason they begin to compromise. Were they bribed? Did one priest all of a sudden start accepting something that wasn't proper and perfect it was supposed to be? Did they stop, as it says here, but have been partial in the law? Again, they just have picked and choosed what they're going to do. And it's so sad to think that the Lord had to do this to the priests, the pastors. Therefore have I also made you contemptible. You're one that is despised now. Now, the people seem to like them, but when it comes to the holiness of God and serving the Lord properly, they were despised. Of low estate they have been put to because you have not kept my ways. You have not continued. What's it say over here? The law of truth was in his mouth. The priest's lips should keep knowledge, should seek the law at his mouth. All these things should take place, but you didn't. And God says, I'm holding you responsible for it. I'm holding you responsible. And then we come to the next section here, and we're going to talk about the people. You see, just because the preachers misled them, the people should have risen up And they should have never been bringing something that was less than perfect. If someone else brought something that was lame and that was blind and it was accepted, and she, well, why do I want to waste my good livestock when I can bring something that's not so good, that's not worth much money? Why don't I bring that? Well, we're to bring our best unto the Lord. Whether it's our time, our talents, our monies, we need to bring our best unto the Lord. That needs to be preached from the pulpit. It needs to be carried out with the people. So we find that not only did God hold the priests first responsible, the leaders, always the leaders are the first, they're responsible, but also the people are responsible. And we're going to find out now what's going on here. And look at verse 10. For we have not all one Father. Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? We have three questions in that verse of Scripture. Treacherously means deceitfully, to offend, to be unfaithful. Profaning is to break, to pollute, to slay, to sorrow, to stain, to wound, to make something less than holy. Make it less than holy. So as we look at what is taking place here, the question comes, why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? They were a chosen people. The nation of Israel are a chosen people. They are breaking God's covenant. They're dealing treacherously. And as we looked up that word treacherously, deceitfully, unfaithful, one with another. Now, they were not right with God. When you're not right with God, you cannot be right with each other. You want to know why you have so many church fusses? It's not because of a disagreement with two people. The disagreement started between both of those people, at least one of them anyway, between their relationship of themselves and God's relationship. That's where it started. They had broken fellowship with God. Once they broke fellowship with God, then the next thing that's bound to happen is you're going to break fellowship with your brothers and sisters. And you break fellowship by wanting your way, by being prideful and arrogant and just wanting what you want, not desiring to please God, seek God's will. If both of those people would seek God's will, then there would be an agreement, because God's will is unchanging. They were not right with each other because they were not right with God. You know, today, when people choose to stop trusting in God, now, there's a lot of different directions and levels that can take place. When people do not trust in God, some of these folks are saved, and some are not. That's a sad thing. A lot of times you'll have born-again believers, but they have stopped by faith. They have stopped walking with God. They've gotten themselves bound back into the world again, and they're listening to the world's advice, and they're starting to run around with the folks in the world, and they're doing all these things. And by doing that, they have stopped accepting God's will. They have stopped studying the Word of God. They have stopped praying. And some of these folks are saved. Some of them aren't. And the ones are saved, they need to be born again. But they've stopped trusting in the Lord. We've started trusting in the things of the world. And not long now, we've got a church fight. It all begins with the relationship of each one of the folks. Begins with you, begins with me, and my relationship with the Lord Jesus. My dear friend, What are you going to do about Jesus?